USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The White House is saying they're considering the possibility of President Joe Biden traveling to Europe in the next few weeks. The trip, which would focus on the war in Ukraine and aim to reassure America's allies in the region, has yet to be finalized. U.S. officials in Brussels, home to NATO, is the probable location. Any Biden travel to Europe would follow Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Poland and Romania last week, and a number of people on the Biden staff stayed behind in Europe to help plan for a possible presidential visit. A 3-year-old boy accidentally shot his mother to death as the family was sitting in their car in a suburban Chicago supermarket parking lot. The family was sitting in the car outside a Food for Less store when the boy somehow found a gun and fired it, striking his mother. Authorities say the boy's father was in custody after indicating that he owned the gun. No charges have yet been filed as the police continue their investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside a Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Republican lawmakers are beginning to express concern over Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's representation of Guantanamo Bay prisoners. It's been a topic of closed-door conversations with GOP senators and Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Jackson's work is likely to be brought up again during the committee hearings next week. Senator Josh Hawley, the representative from Missouri, said he mentioned Jackson's Guantanamo Bay work during his meeting with her. The senator added that he thought her work on the cases while in private practice was interesting and a little concerning. Even though gas prices have stayed steady over the last 2 days, the average price of regular grade gasoline has shot up a whopping 79 cents over the last 2 weeks to a record setting $4.43 a gallon. The new price exceeds by 32 cents the prior all-time high of $4.11 set in July of 2008. The price at the pump today is $1.54 higher than it was just 1 year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Inflation is hitting everything, including your rideshare trip.
Uber customers will have to pay more to cover higher gas prices. Starting Wednesday, riders will be charged an extra 45 to 55 cents per trip, and Uber Eats deliveries will cost another 35 to 45 cents. Uber says the surcharges will be in effect for at least the next 2 months. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Imagine having filed and paid your taxes last year, and then months later you get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying that you didn't. Well, that's what's happening to many taxpayers this year, thanks to automated notices being sent. If you get one, though, don't panic. There's a fair chance the IRS has simply not seen what you already sent in. That's because they're dealing with a mountain of returns and correspondence that is built up throughout the COVID pandemic. During that time, the agency was called on to deliver several rounds of economic impact payments and other relief while trying to protect its own workforce from COVID. The IRS announced that it will temporarily suspend issuing more than a dozen different types of notices indicating balances due and other deficiencies so it can work through the pandemic-induced backlog. And you may not believe this, but Elon Musk has challenged Russian President Vladimir Putin to a single combat to decide Ukraine's future. Musk, the Tesla and SpaceX CEO, tweeted his challenge today. He said, "I hereby challenge Vladimir Putin to single combat. The stakes are Ukraine." Asked by one follower whether he had thought this through, Musk replied, "I am 100% serious." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.